Karen Holcomb Merrill. She is the policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us, Karen. Before we talk about a couple of other stories, just wanted to get your take. What do you think about what you've heard in regards to the Supreme Court hearing the case on Obamacare?
Well, I assume you mean the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
We don't refer to it as Obamacare. Well, we're obviously watching closely what the court will be doing in June and have been following the oral hearings out in Washington this week. You know, we think that the Affordable Care Act is particularly important here in Michigan. There are over a million people that are unemployed. I'm sorry, there are over a million people that are uninsured here in Michigan. And with the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, about half of those will be covered with insurance. So when it's fully implemented, it will be particularly important here in Michigan. And in addition to that, we're already seeing the benefits of it. You may know of people that have young adults, young kids, or not, they're actually not young kids, but young adults and their families that have been able to stay on their family's health insurance as a result of the Affordable Care Act up to the age of 26. And that's a new thing, obviously. In the past, if you weren't a college student, you know, you generally lost your health insurance from your parents if you couldn't find any on your own. And obviously, there have been a lot of young people, even those graduating from college in the last 2 years here in Michigan, that have been unable to find good jobs with benefits and have been without health insurance. So we're already seeing some of the really positive things here in Michigan, and there are more positive things that will occur. So we're very supportive of the Affordable Care Act, and we hope that it will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
You know, Karen, we have had experts on who have concerns about the Affordable Care Act, or as we in the media like to call it, Obamacare, since it is his plan, that not only has the President's Budget Office, but the author of the Affordable Health Care Act have said that it's going to cost more than was originally anticipated. And no one seems to have a concern that we don't know how much it's going to cost and how we're going to pay for it.
Well, certainly there are concerns that are being raised about the cost. But, you know, what I'd like to point out is that you know, under our old system, you know, if we go back to the days of you know, not having the Affordable Care Act, you know, there have been increasingly high costs related to the fact that so many people have been uninsured, for example. You know, if you get people with insurance, they're getting preventive care, they're getting treatment early on, that's far less expensive than people that don't have any insurance and end up in emergency rooms, and hospitals have to eat those costs, and those costs are passed on to lots of other folks, and it's actually costing more money as a result of the fact that so many people have been uninsured. And there's a lot of data to show that if you take care of things early and have preventive care and good health insurance, that it actually saves money down the road.
In a press release from the Michigan League for Human Services, the headline read, "More than 46,000 Michigan kids have lost cash assistance since September." The state hasn't released case closure reasons, but it concedes, but it coincides with lifetime limits. Tell us about the story.
Sure. The League did put out some numbers yesterday indicating the number of children that have lost cash assistance. Just a reminder of what that is. And cash assistance is a program that goes only to families. It's typically a mom and a kid or a mom and a couple of kids that are very low income. For a mom and a couple of kids, it might be around $500 a month. So for many of these families, it's their rent payment that they have lost. The legislature made some changes last year, starting with October 1, to have some stronger enforcement of some lifetime limits for families on cash assistance. But instead of implementing what was passed by the legislature, the Department of Human Services on their own implemented a different policy that actually pushed more families off of cash assistance. And this week, a judge in Genesee County ruled that the Department of Human Services did not have the authority to remove cash assistance from those families.
So what's next in this process?
Well, I would imagine that the state will appeal the court ruling. We think in the interim that those families that lost their cash assistance incorrectly or illegally or unconstitutionally, however you want to put it, we are hoping that they will have their benefits returned to them. Many of these families that have incorrectly lost their cash assistance are families or parents that are taking care of a disabled child or a disabled spouse. And they have been allowed to continue to get cash assistance because they have served as a primary caretaker for someone who is disabled. And many of those families were incorrectly thrown off, and they, you know, were losing this cash assistance that was helping them to be able to stay home and take care of their child or their spouse. So we are hoping in the interim that their benefits will be returned to them.
Now, just to be clear, dual time limits, one set by the legislature and one set by the Department of Human Services, have created a lot of confusion. And in a recent report in Bridge Magazine, that's not what the legislature intended. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very confusing. The legislature passed one thing. The department on their own adopted a totally separate policy. So there's been a lot of confusion for parents and for families in terms of understanding their eligibility. And Bridge Magazine had a great article talking about how people have been impacted by this. And it has been confusing as to what the legislature has wanted as well. But it is our understanding that the legislature did not buy into this idea of the 60-month limit with essentially no exemptions. And the judge actually uses the language in his court ruling, something to the effect that Director Corrigan, the head of the Department of Human Services, actually did a runaround the legislature in terms of trying to implement her own policy that actually kicked more families, and particularly more children, off of cash assistance.
We've been talking with Karam Holcomb-Merrill, who's the policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Thanks so much, Karen. Enjoy your Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Tony.